show tonight.
Hi, this is JP Allen. I'm coming to you from my living room in the island of Kauai, Hawaii. And I want to talk to you today about harmonica maintenance, which is the topic of how do you get your harmonicas to last a long time and stay in tune. So we're going to be covering the subject of rust, keeping the harmonica clean, how to transport the harmonica safely, and how to keep your harmonica in tune over time. Topic of rust. I would have to say rust is the number one thing that's taken most of my harmonicas out. And by the way, when I consider harmonica done, I usually give it to someone as a gift, or I usually don't throw them away, you know, even at least goodwill. But I love to take harmonicas actually to other countries and share harmonica with kids or give harmonicas to kids. So how to prevent rust in the harmonica? Well, first of all, when I'm done playing, what I like to do is hold the harmonica in my right hand because I'm a righty, and I face the holes of the harmonica toward my left hand. And what I do is I briskly slap the harmonica against my left hand so that the moisture comes out of the holes. You can also use your knee, or you can slap it on a towel if you prefer that. Usually it's not a lot of moisture, but removing that latent moisture from the harmonica will enable it to dry more quickly, and that's the goal. If I want to decrease oxidation, I want to decrease the amount of moisture that the harmonica is exposed to. So the next thing I do is, and this is something I learned from Terry McMillan. I met him after he was performing with Larry Carlton. I don't know if you've ever heard his record, Renegade Gentleman, but I love that record. You might want to check it out. Terry McMillan unfortunately passed away recently. I was really sad. He was one of my biggest harmonica idols. I'm still sad about it, actually. And he's got some beautiful renditions of Amazing Grace, and I highly recommend you check out Terry McMillan when you get a chance, and check out the record he did with Larry Carlton named Renegade Gentleman. But what he told me to do is after slapping it out, put it in a case and keep the case open so it can dry as quickly as possible. What I do is I have the Hohner case, which holds 12 harmonicas, and it's quite a nice case. And what I do is I leave the case open and I put the harmonicas in that case, and the harmonicas have direct exposure to air that way. If you have a regular harmonica case, I recommend you can place it in the case but keep the top open. You'll notice most new Hohner harmonicas these days have air vents. If it's $20 to $30, one of the more professional level Hohner harmonicas for advanced harmonica players. So those will usually have air vents attached to cause them to dry more quickly. I don't do this, but this would be a great recommendation. If you really want to get your harmonicas to last the longest, you can then also keep your case on a warm surface. So hypothetically, if your refrigerator got warm on top, if you kept the harmonicas on a warm surface, it would keep them a little bit more dry and help to deter oxidation from the moisture, the actual humidity that's in the air. By the way, I'm not sure if you know this, but if I play a harmonica fairly regularly, it'll only last me about a year before I consider the harmonica done. So if it's a harmonica, actually, if I play it infrequently, some harmonicas I play more frequently than others, if I play it infrequently and I keep it dry, then it can last up to 5 years, I would say, maximum. But at that point, most harmonicas for me are history. If, however, you received a harmonica from a loved one, like hypothetically your grandfather or grandmother or a relative, and you've kept it in a drawer for many, many years, that harmonica might be in still high-functioning condition if it stayed relatively dry. So that's completing the topic of oxidation. That is, if you can keep your harmonicas fairly dry, that is the single thing that will increase the longevity of your harmonica more than anything else. Now, next thing, right in line with that, is keeping the harmonica clean. So I tend to be somewhat forgetful, but I pretty much always remember to rinse my mouth out prior to playing harmonica if I'd eaten food recently. So basically I check, you know, as I'm about to go pick up the harmonica, I check my mouth. If it feels relatively clean, I go ahead and play. And if not, I rinse my mouth with water. One of the things, now, I'm sure you wouldn't think to play harmonica with food in your mouth. Kids will do that, of course. However, something that some people aren't aware of is if you're drinking a beverage that has carbohydrates in them, whether it be soda or any beverage other than water, it's probably going to leave a residue of some sort in the harmonica and on the reeds. Now, if it's a sugar or carbohydrate-based residue, what that's going to do is it's going to create a sticky surface on your reeds, and then dust is going to stick to the reeds. And when dust sticks to the reeds, it will change the weight of the reed, and the reeds will go flat. So if you want to keep your harmonicas in tune, play with a clean mouth. The other thing I do to keep my harmonicas in tune is I choose to not share my harmonicas with other people. And it's been kind of challenging for me because I love sharing with people. The way I do it is I pretty much always have an extra harmonica on me. And if someone wants to grab a harmonica, I give them. I like to share the blues band with people because it's an economical harmonica and it's a really fantastic harmonica for beginners. It performs pretty well for like the first beginning intermediate level playing. So I share that with people. Now, you might be wondering if once I get to the advanced level playing, I personally go for the special 20. And if you want to learn about other great harmonicas that are good for advanced players, you can read a report I have called The Best and Worst Harmonicas for Beginners. Okay, so the reason I choose not to share my harmonica, more than just the sanitary reasons, it's actually because sometimes people play the harmonica louder and more aggressively than I do because they're not used to it and they don't know how to get a sweet, clear sound without playing too loud. Here, let me grab my harmonica real quick and show you what I mean. So this is a Hohner Special 20. Let's see, what key am I playing here? It's a C. And so notice, I don't know if you can tell, I can play at a very soft volume here. Now I'm going to move away from the mic. I'll play. Listen how much different. This is probably going to be about 5 to 10 times louder. Even more, maybe 20 times louder. So I am easily able to play with a lot of tone on the harmonica at a very low, moderate volume. And I encourage you to learn how to do the same thing. The reason I encourage you to do the same thing is not only will it keep your harmonica in tune for longer periods of time, but it'll give you a much wider diversity of playing. In other words, if a lot of people, their bass volume is probably about 5 times louder than my lowest volume, so therefore they're not going to be as dynamic. Does that make sense? And one of the things that creates like a soulful expression of music is this quality of like a dynamic that it gets softer and louder, and sometimes the notes are faster and sometimes they're slower. And that's what creates a lot of expression, like we do when we talk. Like sometimes I'm talking fast and sometimes I slow down a little bit. And so that's what I want to do with the harmonica as well. So I don't let people play harmonica because when they play loud, and kids will do this, I'm particularly attentive. When a kid gets close to my harmonica, I jump up pretty quick because what they sometimes they do is grab it and blow with all their might. And when someone blows with all their might to a harmonica, it will stress the reeds. There's a lot more I could say about that, but let's leave it at that. Try to play at a moderate volume yourself and learn how to play with a lot of control at a moderate volume, and then be real wary of people who play at high volumes. Now, if you are concerned about the sanitary aspects of sharing harmonica with other people, then the way I clean my harmonica is I just rinse the harmonica under tap water. And then I slap the harmonica out, as I shared with you earlier. And then I leave. In this case, I would actually put the harmonica on a warm location so it would dry as quickly as possible. Now, not a hot location, right? A warm location. So that's what I do. That suffices for me. I'm satisfied. I don't personally believe that germs are communicable when they're exposed to, first of all, the chlorine in the tap water. And then also over the time periods, if you check the research, you'll find out that most germs actually do not survive without a host for very long. It's very rare. And those are, of course, the germs that are actually that people have a much closer eye on. Like our scientists have a much closer eye and are much more concerned about germs that actually can sustain their lifespan outside of a host. So, getting back to harmonica, keeping the harmonica in tune, there are two aspects I mentioned, which is not playing too loud and playing with a clean mouth. And I'm looking at my list here, and I think I've actually covered everything I would like to share with you about harmonica maintenance. I wonder if talk to maybe some of the possible questions, because this has come up. People have asked, can I clean it and sterilize the harmonica with alcohol? That's your choice. I've messed around with that, and then my harmonica just didn't taste good to me anymore. Some students have asked me about soaking their harmonica, because in the old days, there was this technique of soaking a harmonica either in a cup of water, completely submerging it in a cup of water or a cup of whiskey. And that's not necessary anymore. That was done in the old days when they had raw wood combs. And when the wooden comb would expand, it basically would increase the compression. And what that would do is it would create a more responsive harmonica, a harmonica that would play with more soul and tone. And actually, you could play the harmonica at a lower volume with more feel and control. So that's not necessary anymore. In fact, that would do nothing but probably age the harmonica you currently have. So that's all I've got on the topic of harmonica maintenance. If you have any other questions, I encourage you to go to my blog page or my forum. We're going to be setting up a forum really soon, and you can get the answers to more of the questions you're looking for. And good luck with everything. I'll play a little harmonica on the way out here. Is a C harmonica right now. If you want to try to, I'll give you a lick you can try to cop. Here's a lick. Okay, aloha and goodbye. Thanks for checking out my newsletter. I'll be getting more good stuff to you soon. Bye.